Cardinals losing to the Cubs earlier today. They split that four-game series. They have probably already arrived to Cleveland, where they'll open up a three-game series against the Guardians tomorrow. Sonny Gray against Luis Ortiz, the pitching matchup tomorrow. We'll have it here on KMOX. If you want to watch it, it is an Apple TV game, and on the call tomorrow, it's going to be Wayne Randazzo, and he joins us right now. Wayne, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing all right. Now, you hold a kind of a special place when it comes to St. Louis sports history because you were on the TV call for the Albert Pujols 700 home run. How often do you think about that call, get asked about that call? Obviously, there's very few people in the history of this business who have been able to call a 700th home run.
Yeah, that is true. And yeah, I think about it a lot. You know, it was something that was really incredibly special to be a part of. I mean, just a wild night with Albert, you know, two home runs away. You really didn't think he would do both in one night, but he certainly did. And, you know, after that first one, it seemed like the second one wasn't going to be too far behind, and it was only just the next at bat. So it was awesome and an unforgettable night, and I'm glad that, you know, I was able to fall into it, really. I mean, it was and the Apple game, and for me that year, a rare one. I didn't even do that many that year. I only did three that year. So it was something that was really magical to meet the moment, and hopefully, you know, was able to do the call justice.
When you think about it, I mean, there's just a handful of guys who have ever gone to 700 home runs, and the number of broadcasts for any game, even if you've got regional TV games, probably four or five broadcasts would be the absolute most. In the history of the game, there's probably less than 40 broadcasters, maybe less than 30 broadcasters who have called a 700th home run. That's one of those few things that is a really, really select group of company that you're in.
Yeah, and they didn't even have TV for the first guy, so...
Yeah.
You know, it's probably less than that. And it, you know, really just wanted to serve the moment. Yeah, it really was my thought of it, and called the home run as it came, whatever kind of home run it was going to be. It was a fairly majestic home run. You know, it wasn't exactly a no-doubter, but it was pretty well hit. And, you know, as I have said before, I really just wanted to get 700 in the call, you know, say that number in the call as soon as possible. And it just was kind of the right home run that I could call it within the call and just say, this is 700, you know, this is it. And it was perfect. And what a night at Dodger Stadium, and sitting in Vince Scully's booth. And I mean, it's really a remarkable thing.
We're talking with Wayne Randazzo. He's going to be on the call tomorrow, Cardinals Guardians on Apple TV. You have a daily job working with the Angels and everything, and then you come in and do these national games. Is that a challenge moving from the local side to the national side? Obviously, a lot of people do it, but it's a unique side of baseball where you do move from one to the other.
It is, and you know, you don't. It's a little, you know, you have less time to kind of feed into that game because your own other team that you're calling and following, and then their opponents as well. And so you try to stay on top of the league as much as you can, so that when the teams come around that you're going to call, you're not hyper focused on them, but you've at least got a lot of knowledge about what's happening around the league on a daily basis, that you know generally where all the teams are. So that when you do hop up on one, you know, a game like tomorrow, the Cardinals playing Cleveland, that you have a pretty general idea of where each team is and what's happening with them. And then, you know, you dig a little bit deeper in the day before and the day of and you know, put it all together. But it's not the same as a you know, being on the team call and seeing a team every day. I mean, it's impossible to mimic that.
The loss today and splitting the series against the Cubs, and anytime you split a four-game series, that's okay, but the last 2 days have been a little tough offensively for the Cardinals, that notwithstanding. What have you thought about this club over the last month or so, where they have put together one of the better records in all of Major League Baseball?
It's been interesting to watch them because they haven't, you know, people kind of thought last year and the last couple of years they were maybe in, I wouldn't say a rebuilding mode, but at least kind of a retooling mode. And it seemed like they still needed a year with these younger players to kind of put that forward, and it's happened a little bit sooner than maybe they thought. There was some concern, I think, that the talent within the organization was not the same as it used to be, but it seems like they've put it together and they figured it out, and they've been able to win and hit and pitch well with a lot of guys on the roster that aren't extremely well known outside of St. Louis right now. So, it's still the first half or roughly the midway point now, and we'll see how this holds for the summer. But, it has to be exciting for the Cardinals to have a team that haven't put a ton of money into having success and boding well for the future.
Yeah, one major league contract in the offseason, that was about $2 million that went to Phil Maton, and outside of that, it's been a lot of other guys. Wayne, a lot of people, though, were kind of given the opportunity to be shopped, and they said no. Sonny Gray, who will start that game tomorrow, Wilson Contreras, they both said they didn't want to be traded. Arenado was okay being traded, but to a very select group of teams, and nothing worked out there. So it is a bunch of younger guys being given an opportunity to take steps forward, but there are some of those key, well-known players that wanted to be here and wanted to be part of this, and right now we are kind of seeing maybe why they wanted to be part of it.
Yeah, it's always a good place to play, I think, for players and for guys who have experience and know what it's like in other areas. You know, they come to St. Louis and it's a baseball haven, and they get that opportunity to, you know, spend the summer there and be around a passionate fan base. And I can imagine that a lot of players, you know, want to win for that uniform, and that is, there's a different expectation when you wear the uniform. Other franchises that have similar pedigrees talk about that too, that you put a uniform on like that and you accept a certain responsibility with it. So I think that's all part of it. And I think that the Cardinals, even if things don't turn out exactly for this year, the steps are certainly for what it's going to look like moving forward.
Matchup of a couple teams that are struggling offensively. Cardinals haven't scored in the last two games. You look at Cleveland and what they've done over the last month or so. They got shut out today by Toronto, and they have not scored a ton of runs. So maybe a game where things stay low from a scoring standpoint, but also maybe an opportunity for either of these teams to try to break out a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cleveland's always kind of looking for offense and finding ways to score. I mean, they've got one guy that really is incredible offensively in Ramirez, and Kwan gives you good at bats and all that. But the Guardians are always searching for a way to score runs consistently. And the Cardinals, they win the first two against the Cubs, and then unable to take the series. I think as far as trying to catch the Cubs or win the division, that's a good way to go about getting in the postseason. You know, if you're going to leave yourself in a wild card mix, there's not a lot you can control at that point. You know, you just win as many as you can and see where the chips fall. But it's not as controllable a way to get in as winning the division is. So I think there's a big games coming up, especially next week if they go to Wrigley. That'll be important for the Cardinals, and you just want to put themselves in a good position so that they can maybe win a couple games and move up the standings by the end of next weekend.
Wayne Randazzo will be on the call tomorrow. How much do you enjoy? I watch these Apple TV games, and the picture is incredible. The different statistics that are thrown up on the screen are some things that you don't see all the time. It really feels like Apple has been able to put their own spin on baseball broadcasting, and it's a lot of fun watching these broadcasts. I got to think, for you, it's a lot of fun to be part of them.
That's great. And I have a great partner. Dontrell Willis is an incredible, baseball mind and personality. And, he's a guy that everyone seems like every single person we come across every Friday has got some story about the D-Train. So it's fun to work with him. And Heidi Watney's been doing this for a while, and she's really good at it. And our crew's great. And I think that, getting some of these games, we're doing the Cardinals Cubs at Wrigley next week too, so we'll be with the Cardinals in the next 2 weeks. But it's fun to do any sort of national package, but I think how much that this group cares about making this the best one, I think there's a lot of complaints about national TV games every week, whether it's Fox or ESPN, or even Apple, because you do have to pay for the subscription, which rankles fans, and that's understandable. But I do think that there is a certain level of care that we put into the product on a weekly basis that I think is unmatched. And I hope it spells good things for Apple, and I know they want to get you know, further along within baseball. And you know, I hope it happens. And I think, because I think we care about making baseball the number one priority and making our game that week the number one priority in a way that, that maybe isn't as normal as some of the other spots.
I would encourage people listening, if you haven't checked it out yet, maybe tomorrow's the day where you go ahead and jump in and check out an Apple TV game, because I really do think they do a fantastic job with their presentation of the game. Wayne Randazzo will be on the call tomorrow. Wayne, thank you so much for taking some time with us. Hopefully we can chat again down the line.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Awesome. Very good. That is Wayne Randazzo joining us. He was on the call for Albert Pujols' 700th home run on the TV broadcast, of course, from a radio standpoint. You can always listen to him right here on KMOX. And by the way, one thing that you can do, and I'm not trying to tell you not to listen to Wayne. I really appreciate him being with us. But another thing that Apple does do, which is cool. So if you have like MLB.TV, you can watch all the out-of-market games. And when you watch the out-of-market games, you can choose which audio source you want to listen to. So if you want to go watch a Pittsburgh Pirates game, but you want to hear the Pittsburgh Pirates radio overlaid on top of the TV broadcast, you can do that. Well, locally, because you can't watch Cardinals games on MLB TV because of blackout stuff, that option does not really exist. So what you can do is, when these games are on Apple, you can go to your audio options on the Apple, and you can choose which audio source you want. So you can listen to Wayne and Dontrell do their call of the game, which is great. But you can also flip over to John and Ricky, and you can get the Cardinal Radio Network radio overlay right on top of the Apple TV broadcast. So it's one of the few ways that you've got the opportunity to get that radio overlay if you want to do. For Cardinals fans who live out of the St. Louis area, they probably do that all the time on the MLB TV app. But if you're inside the Cardinal footprint where you can't stream the games through MLB TV, you don't have that option. Want to build the future with Graybar. Graybar is based in St. Louis, headquartered in St. Louis, and is a great place to work. We are keeping an eye on Quinn Matthews after he had a pretty tough start his last time out with Memphis. And he is somebody who, obviously, the future is very, very, very bright for him, but he has yet to completely master AAA. 1 week after putting together one of his best starts of the year at AAA, where he went five innings and gave up just one hit, no runs, six strikeouts, no walks. He struggled this past week against Durham when he only got four outs, giving up five runs on two hits. He walked six in that game, so certainly keeping an eye on him as we move forward. Speaking of moving forward, we are going to take ourselves a break, and when we return, former Blues defenseman Barrett Jackman is going to join us on the program. Got the chance to talk with him earlier this week. That conversation is on the way next. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on your home of the Cardinals, KMOX.